Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More than 100 million early votes and counting, and millions more people who waited until today are being advised to make sure their votes are counted in this fiercely contested election, however long the lines at their local polling stations may be. In the era of coronavirus, they're doing so masked and socially distanced. President Trump is spending Election Day thanking campaign staff and supporters in the Washington, D.C. area and conducting interviews before returning to the White House. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the president is expressing confidence about his chances to win re-election.
Trump is conducting several media interviews today, kicking off with one of his favorite shows, Fox and Friends.
Today's going to be a very interesting day. It'll be a day that, you know, I had this day once before and it worked out very well. And this day is going to be something that's going to be very important and very, very special, I think.
He'll then head to his reelection headquarters in Arlington, Virginia, to thank supporters. Vice President Mike Pence, meanwhile, has 9 interviews scheduled for the day. And First Lady Melania Trump traveled to Palm Beach, Florida, to vote in person before returning to Washington, where the president is planning an Election Day watch party with hundreds of invited guests. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is still on the campaign trail, determined to avoid a repeat of the 2016 election. This year, it could all come down to Pennsylvania and its 20 electoral votes. NPR's Asma Khalid says the Biden camp's focused on 2 major goals today.
Today is not just about getting out the vote. It is a lot for Democrats about voter protection. You know, we've heard the president try to poke holes in the legitimacy of the election. And the Biden campaign says that it has assembled the biggest effort in recent history to assist voters and monitor complaints. They say they have twice as many staff members doing this work than they did in 2016.
NPR's Asma Khalid. This election is also about down-ballot candidates who will help determine the makeup of state legislatures and Congress. Democrats are working to flip U.S. Senate seats that are currently Republican. But as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports, it's the other way around in Alabama, where Democrat Doug Jones is vulnerable.
Democratic Senator Doug Jones is fighting to keep his seat in reliably red Alabama. He's aggressively campaigned throughout the state, touting a moderate bipartisan record that can cut through party loyalties. But he's faced a backlash for voting against President Trump's Supreme Court nominees. Jones' Republican challenger is political newcomer Tommy Tuberville, a former Auburn football coach who has been playing defense, rarely making campaign appearances and avoiding media scrutiny. Tuberville's selling point is that he's with Trump. Tuberville beat former Attorney General Jeff Sessions in a GOP primary. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Stock prices are sharply higher again today, the Dow climbing 535 points, or nearly 2% since the open. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports investors are hoping today's election sheds light on the direction of the U.S. economy.
After a bruising October, November has begun on a positive note. All of the major stock indexes are up for the day after surging on Monday. Investors appear to be hoping that the election will bring some clarity about where the economy is headed. A Democratic sweep of Congress and the White House is likely to mean a bigger stimulus bill gets passed quickly. But even if the president is reelected, it will alleviate some of the uncertainty about what's to come. The week also brings a Federal Reserve meeting, and on Friday, the Labor Department will release the unemployment numbers for October. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
New partial lockdowns and other coronavirus restrictions are in effect in parts of Europe where the numbers of new cases and hospitalizations are climbing as they are here. Today, the United Kingdom and Germany announced plans to expand coronavirus testing. Residents in England are preparing for a near total lockdown starting Thursday. Schools there will remain open. The investigation into yesterday's suspected Islamist terrorist attack in Austria is still only pointing to a sole gunman. The interior minister says there's no evidence of a second attacker, but investigators reportedly are questioning more than a dozen people. Local authorities say at least 4 people were killed and more than 20 were wounded in the attack in Vienna Monday night. Minutes later, the police killed the assailant. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.